A bill that would have provided additional state assistance to thousands of homeowners with crumbling foundations in eastern Connecticut failed in the Judiciary Committee on Monday. It was defeated by a vote of 24-16. WSHU's Ebong Odama reports.
State Senator Patrick Doyle, a Democrat from Wethersfield, co-chairs the Judiciary Committee. He supports the bill. Doyle says it might lead to increased insurance premiums for Connecticut homeowners, but it's necessary in order to prevent a downturn in the real estate market.
If these real estate market goes down and there's no market for these properties, the towns will be impacted and all of the state will be impacted.
Republican State Representative Robert Sampson of Walcott wasn't buying it.
Essentially what we're doing is asking every homeowner in the state who has a homeowner's insurance policy to pay for claims that were never covered by insurance, and we're asking them to do that even though they don't have the problem themselves.
State officials say as many as 35,000 homes built between the early 1980s and about 2011 with concrete from the Willington Quarry in eastern Connecticut might be affected. Ebong Odama, WSHU News.